Hello, hello. You are listening to Oh For Fuck's Sake. I'm Lenny, your host, and it is Wednesday. Happy hump day. It's November 13th. How's everybody doing? I am in season 3 of my podcast. I'm talking about mental health. It's a big one. Lots of people don't even like to talk about it, so that's what I'm here for. I'm here to talk about it and preach it and say what other people are thinking but won't say. So yeah, you know, when life gets heavy, we all have ways of dealing with our mental health. And some people it's Netflix and ice cream, other people it's isolating or diving into like self-reflection stuff. But I'm really going to break down the real ways people deal with mental health and just looking at it full range, you know, from coping mechanisms to self-medicating to doing it solo, you know, just unpacking it all. But before I do all that, let me give you the goods. So today is National Dream Destination Day. I didn't really look into that one, but I'm assuming it's you're thinking about where you want to go, and that's, I don't even know, manifestation, I guess, go with that. It's National Hug a Musician Day, World Kindness Day. It's Sadie Hawkins Day. I've been to a Sadie Hawkins. I went to a Sadie Hawkins when I was really young. It's Roast Dinner Day. And birthdays for today. There's quite a few, actually. It's Whoopi Goldberg's, Jimmy Kimmel, Gerard Butler. I love him, especially in P.S. I love you. Oh, my gosh. Lando Norris. He's a race car driver. He's pretty young, too. And fun fact, that's what I always wanted to be when I was little. I wanted to be a race car driver. And then there's Steve Zahn, which he does a lot of, like, voiceover characters. Stuff from, like, The Good Dinosaur, Diary of a Wimpy Kid, Stuart Little, Chicken Little, Joyride with my sexy husband, Paul Walker. May he rest in peace. Oh, God, that man is sexy. Daddy Daycare, You Got Mail, you can name it. The list goes on. Anyways, Joe Mantegna, he is Rossi, David Rossi from Criminal Minds. I love that show. And then it's also got another one of my husband's on it. Oh, Matthew Gray Gubler. Oh my gosh, he's so sexy. Fun fact, that's my type. Oh, Reed. God, I love him. That's actually where my son gets one of his middle names from. Ron Artest, aka Meta World Peace. Yeah, he changed his name in 2011. Basically to just bring inspiration and hope to the younger generation. So I didn't even know that until I saw that today. So fun fact. And Chris North, he's Mr. Big in Sex and the City. And now for my Libra loves. Let's see. Horoscope.com. Artistic inspiration could come from deep within at some point today, perhaps even from a dream or vision. You're likely to have a lot of energy to pour into creativity right now. And if you work hard and don't lose sight of the business side of the art, you could move forward. Don't be surprised if you suddenly meet the right person to give you the right advice. That's awesome, because that's like all I am in right now is my element of just work, 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 and go, 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 go. Now, MSN is, at times you are a very deep thinker. Very true. Today you could spend some time in meditation. Absolutely not. Fun fact, I hate meditating. Contemplation or prayer. I went to church today. You might be reading some inspirational literature to focus your mind on the heavens. Or you could be thinking in a more practical way, trying to gain insight into a relationship or personal situation. It's a good day to let your mind and spirit wander and see what surfaces. Pretty cool. Okay. So, here we go. Mental health. How people deal with it. I mean, I'm going to give you some of my personal experiences and, you know, situations and how I do it. But I also kind of just narrowed it down to some pretty good ones that people, you know, do. Yeah, so like coping, self-medicating, isolating, you know, just unpacking, going to the therapist, all those things. So let's go. Let's go on this little journey. Okay, so coping. Coping is like an everyday tool for people. Coping can be something as little as exercising or journaling. I do that on the daily. Those are the healthy coping techniques. You know, those are the mechanisms and methods we use to manage stress and the emotional discomfort healthy and effectively. You know, for me, it's, I usually write down like stuff I want to manifest or things that I have to get done or goals, so then I can check them off. And I always write stuff down. I am a doodler for sure, because once I can cross it off, it feels so good to do that. You know, and it's also, you know, it's easier to dive into like feel good distractions, you know, like watching your Netflix and binging or playing your video games, you know, whatever you guys do. And emphasizing, you know, the balance between resting and escaping. So that's what I think a lot of the coping is. You know, say like on tough days, I sometimes find myself scrolling through like all the quotes on Instagram, like those really motivational, inspirational ones. You know, it doesn't solve my problems by any means, but it makes me feel better. It makes me like, I'm like, oh yeah, I can relate to that. Or like, hell yeah, that's what I want to do. Or I send them to my roommate or my best friend, because they're badass. But that's like one of my coping ways to decompress and de-stress. And yeah, it's just kicking my feet up and doing that, you know, or watching my Resident show that I've been on a kick with lately and I'm almost finished with. But yeah, those are just some things that I personally do, examples, you know, just me. Anyways, the next one I put down was self-medicating. You know, that's a double-edged sword. Define self-medicating. Okay, so explaining it the best way is like using substances or activities to avoid numb, difficult feelings. You know, food, alcohol, recreational drugs, overindulging in behaviors like shopping, gambling, eating again, you know? It's a temporary relief. It's enticing and it feels like a quick fix in the hard times that you're currently in. But is it healthy for you? No. I mean, 90% of the time, self-medicating is not healthy for you. Not in the way that you think that you are, you know, getting better or making yourself feel good or whatever. You know, for me, my own personal experience and my own, you know, my way of self-medicating myself when I was going through all my shit with DCF was drinking and drinking and drinking. You know, even though I wasn't allowed to drink, but what else was I supposed to do? You know, you've already called me an alcoholic. You've already done all this. You've already pointed all these fingers at me. I don't have my kids. I'm miserable. So what was I doing? I was self-medicating in my wallowing little self that I was in. And just, I mean, it was so damaging, man. Like to my body, to my health, like just work, friends, socially. Oh, it's awful. And to think about it, it's just like, ugh. Gross, you know, but at the time, you know, I wasn't listening to anybody by any means. Fuck that, you know, it was my way or the highway. And then once I got out of my head and stopped being so damn stubborn and realized, you know, get out of this sulking, self-pity, self-wallow, stop putting yourself at risk, you know, by self-medicating yourself. I was just turning into this horrible, depressed, anxiety-ridden, just awful, not awful person, but just mentally, emotionally, physically, you know, I wasn't that happy, go get them, you know, person that I am, and that's usually how I am. I'm pretty bubbly and cheery, even when I drive my best friend crazy, but you know, that's just how I am. That's my personality. So it's understandable, but you have to know, for me, like I was finally out of that stubbornness, out of that state. And I just was like, holy crap. You know, if you want to be around for your girls, you know, then you need to get it together. I had to look at the bigger picture of things. I had to really look and be like, shit, you know what? I need to get my shit together. I need to love me, get myself back together. And then I can go balls to the wall and get my girls back, you know? So that was, you know, that was the time. And I thought at the time, you know, self-medicating myself like that, oh, it's all gonna go away. This is helping, you know, it's an instant cure. It's an instant fix. It's, you know, that's why they call the drugs and the instant fixers. And nowadays, you know, I see, I don't know how many friends and people I've known that are just dropping like flies, man. You just can't trust anything that's in that shit anymore. And that's the scary thing. No way. No, thank you. Keep it to yourself. I wasn't a big party goer anyways after girls, but still, I mean, just hell no. Too many people are dying left and right. And it, that instant fix, that instant satisfaction, you know, it could be over in seconds. So, you know, I can't stress it enough. Don't self-medicate, or don't overindulge in the self-medicating, I guess I should say. You know, it's fine to kick your feet up and have a glass of wine or whatever, you know, that's fine. But that's not, you know, self-medicating to the point of, you know, the numbness, the eventually addiction, the continuous, the repetitive behavior, you know, not getting out of, not resolving anything. So, yeah. The next one I wrote down was isolation. You know, when me time becomes too much time. People withdraw, you know, to shield themselves from the world. It's a safe place, but it can backfire. You know, making the loneliness and the anxiety even worse, even 10 times worse. You know, I like it. Don't get me wrong. I like my 5 minutes, you know, my break, my timeout, my whatever. But if I'm too long by myself, or, you know, I get lonely and I get like, I start to get that anxiety, like, oh my God, you know, this is horrible. Like, my roommate left me this morning to go out of town and I'm miserable. No, I'm just kidding. But for real, you know, it can backfire on you. It can make you even lonelier. Your anxiety worse, your depression worse. People don't want to be suffering in mental health seriously and be alone. That is not fun. It is not fun, you know, and granted, everybody copes and deals with things and, you know, has their own way of distressing and whatever and whatnot, but you have to understand that person's level and what they do in order to get better, to feel better, to be on that happy top of the rainbow mental health side of things, you know? So for, you know, just for me, like when I was in rehab, I kept to myself. Everybody leave me the fuck alone. You know, I'm here. I'm doing what I'm going to do. That's how I was going in. You know, stay away from me. I was going to do my shit. Get out. I was so isolated. Anytime we were done with anything kind of activities, you know, boop, to my room. Like, just leave me alone. But I had to break out of the shell. You know, it's little things that I learned over time. And it was good to, like, open up and talk to people. And I made a really good best friend in there. You know, it's just the little things that you can do in a healthy way to deal with the mental health. You know, I think that creating a balance, you know, discussing things out loud, writing them down, you know, unplugging can be refreshing, but prolonging that unplug, keeping it unplugged, you know, not even worried about plugging it back in, that isolation just leads to deeper issues. You know, and I can say that too, just from firsthand watching my dad, you know, it's sad. It breaks my heart, but he was very isolated. He was very by himself. I just feel like my dad was very lonely. It's so sad to say, but you know, that's how, there were so many times I felt so bad for him, you know, just breaks my heart. But anyways, on to the next one. Unpacking, facing the root cause of it, you know, unpacking it. What does that mean? You know, it's a process of digging into your thoughts and feelings, exploring the why behind your emotions, how you're behaving, why you're behaving, and your coping habits. You know, that is something huge that I learned that I'm very grateful and thankful for, because God knows where the hell I'd be now if I kept down my crazy one-way stubborn road. But for real, you know, unpacking, it's easier said than done. Don't get me wrong. Because nobody likes to just lay it all out there. And I'm just the freak of nature that I don't care. But seriously, like nobody, and don't get me wrong, I was never always like that. Always like this. I was very closed off. I was closed shelled. You know, it took a lot to pry me open, especially when I first got into rehab. I was like, I'm going to give you my answer. And I remember my counselor saying, okay, you got to give me more. Like, that's not enough. Well, what do you want from me? Like, it was like bowl of teeth. But eventually, I couldn't shut the hell up. So, You know, unpacking, it feels like just peeling off the layers, you know. Each layer reveals a new feeling, a new memory, a new emotion, a new, and it feels so much better because it feels, you feel so much lighter, you know. I love journaling, you know. I'm huge on it. I love my calendars, I love my lists, I love my everything. I'm OCD when it comes to all of that. Cleaning my house, not so much, but my lists and everything else, I absolutely, that's so therapeutic to me. You know, I was telling my ex-husband a couple weeks ago, write it all down, you know, write it down. Once you can see it and it's in front of you, half the time you're just like, holy shit, you know, okay, that makes sense. Or sometimes I'll write and I'm just writing and I'll look back at my notes and I have so many like little stickies and whatever, and I'll look back at it and I'm like, oh damn, shit, you know, like I forgot about that. Or, oh, you know, that's a good point for yourself to pick out. And you can do that to yourself. You know, you don't have anybody else doing it to you. You're your best, you're your biggest critique, you know? So critique the shit out of yourself. It's just, I know when I started unpacking my own thoughts, you know, I found it was like opening a door to a whole new perspective. It was tough, but it was so freeing. I'm not even kidding you. Like, it was just, I was a brand new person, honestly. And I don't want to like sound like I'm such a preaching or something like that, but I'm for real. Like, I was like, whew, like, damn, that felt good, you know? So just try the journaling, you know, try writing down your random thoughts. Half the time, some of these things I just laugh at, you know, weird things I obsess about or whatever. But yeah, you know, pros and cons to things, manifest things, make a vision board, you know, those are fun things to do. So I just hope that the takeaway that you guys get from this, you know, are that mental health struggles are real. It's just the way that we deal with them, and they don't have to be perfect by any means, but you just have to understand when too much is too much or not enough is not enough, you know? Like, so just the mini toolkits I've got are perfect for me. I know my little toolkits. I know my coping. I know my triggers. I know those things because granted, I went to rehab for all of that too, guys, you know, understand that. There's a lot of people that don't do all those things. But that's where a counselor comes in or a therapist comes in and really, really helps. Just breaking you down. Find somebody, you know, you don't have to, you're not marrying your counselor, you're not marrying your therapist. Find the one that works for you. You know, that person is out there. I promise you, trust me. Even listen to music, you know, listen to music, go sit out of the park, go sit in the grass, put your feet in the ground. I'm telling you, man, one of the best things ever is no shoes on, just going out in the dirt or in the grass and just standing in the sun, looking up at the sky and just really being like one with nature and just like, saw. Like, I'm telling you, you do that for 30 seconds and you'll be like, woo, all right, I'm recharged. Let's go. Let's do it again. So, you know, start baby steps, little steps, baby steps, one day at a time. But no matter what you're dealing with, just remember, it's okay to feel all of the feelings. It is okay to feel all of the feelings. I'm telling you again. And it's okay to love yourself and put yourself first. Life is a journey. And everyone is trying to figure it out. So be kind to yourself during this whole process. Because if you can't be kind to yourself, honestly, how's anybody else going to be, you know, how's anybody else going to take you? And just fucking be kind to everybody else around you. God, is it that hard? Like, seriously. How hard is it to be nice? How hard is it to be a nice person? I swear to you, what is it called? Like, the human interaction and the human decency and niceness and everything. It's just shit nowadays. It really is. It really, really is. But that is why mental health is rising tremendously. I mean, it's skyrocketing. But yeah, I hope something I said really resonated with you guys. You know, I hope that I laid out some of the good ways that people deal with mental health, and I hope some of my examples, you're like, oh shit, I've done that before, or, you know, I can relate to that, you know, whatever. But I'm serious, do my fun exercises. I promise you they'll help. I promise you they will. Try them out. Let me know. Yes, email me. I want to hear about it. I'm excited about my Friday feels this week two, and I'm not going to tell you what it is because I'm leaving it for a surprise, but I'm excited. But anywho, I got to get some stuff done because we have a big meeting tonight for the school, and I am the volunteer lady, so I got to get some shit done. And I got to paint my nails. God, they look ratchet. We had an event this morning at church for the veterans. It's a little belated thing, donuts and stuff for them, and I'm looking at my fingernails going, ew, what the hell, little woman? So I got to fix that before I go tonight too. But anyways, I hope everyone has a great, great, happy day. And I'll be back tomorrow because I got some more good stuff on mental health that I want to talk about. And until then, you guys, don't forget, don't do anything I wouldn't do.